Happy New Year and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears and I'm a spiritual advisor and mentor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from downtown Bozeman, Montana, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of January 2nd, 2022. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you get a little positive energy boost just for listening. Now, astrologically speaking, 2022 is already off to a pretty good start. We've got Jupiter in Pisces, we have Mars in Sagittarius, and now we have the very first new moon of the year that happens in that ambitious, hardworking sign of Capricorn. And that happens today on January 2nd. So we're starting the new year out on the right foot. So this new moon is setting the vibes for 2022. And we're using this year to get down to business. So having the first new moon of the year be in Capricorn sets the tone for the year ahead. And it's all about taking action steps and bringing family and career to the forefront. And this first new moon is especially Capricorn-y because there's four celestial bodies in Capricorn right now. We've got the sun, the moon, Venus retrograde, and then Juno, the asteroid. So there's a lot of energy in Capricorn. And we talked about Venus being retrograde a couple of weeks ago, and it's retrograde for almost the whole month of January. And right now, this week, is one of the most critical points of that retrograde, when things might be super intense in your relationships. And this is a time when some of them might come to an end. Now, this new moon energy gives us this relationship reality check, and it helps us to realize what we really want out of love. So if you have relationships ending right now, they're just not for your highest good, because we have brand new, fresh energy. Venus in retrograde is asking us to reflect on our relationships. So if you're making the decision right now, this is not for you. Good. Good riddance. And let's move on. So during this new moon, both the sun and the moon are also forming a trine with Uranus, which is the planet of change and freedom. And this brings a really strong new year, new me energy. And this energy is perfect for leaving behind the old and stepping into the new. We are focusing on new possibilities. So this is the time to get a plan and write down everything that you want to get and achieve in the new year and take advantage of all of this new moon and Capricorn energy. So also, because this moon is in a sextile with Neptune, this is a time when you can trust your intuition. You can trust your gut right now. So if you're having strong intuition on, I need to do this, you are right. Trust it right now. Now, new moons are known as a clean slate. So these clean slate vibes, coupled with the new year, it just makes this a time to let go and move on. It's just really important right now to leave the past in the past and start all over for 2022. So what do you want to leave behind? What do you want to change and pursue in 2022? You know, spend some time thinking about it and getting really honest with yourself. This is the time to open your heart to all of those seemingly impossible dreams and desires, the ones that really excite you and scare you to death at the same time. This is the time. This is the time in your life where we should go for it. We have every opportunity this year to actually get those things and make huge steps forward in our life. And this new moon is just giving us this blessing. So let's take full advantage of this energy. So in numerology, each calendar year adds up to a single digit number, and it holds a unique vibe and unique energy, and it's called a universal year. A universal year means that everyone on the planet is going to experience the energy of this particular number for the whole year. So this year is a 6 universal year. And you figure that out by just adding up all the digits of the year. So you would just add up 2022. And that kind of gives you the number. Clearly, those all add up to six. And also, 2022 is intensified. Of course, it's intensified by the zero, and it's intensified by the repeating twos. So while it's a six universal year, it also carries a really strong two resonance. And the energy of two is all about patience and partnership and diplomacy. It's a peacekeeping number, and it's really sensitive, and it's in tune with people's emotions. And zero is an intensifier. It amplifies the energy of both six and two. So in numerology, six is the energy of nurturing. It emphasizes relationships, following through on obligations, taking responsibility, and savoring your home and your family. And this might look like beautifying your surroundings and strengthening your bonds and your relationships with people. The sixth universal year is also about nourishment, focusing on how we feed and nurture our bodies, our minds, our spirits. So while we're making these lists of to-do things for the year, of things that we want to accomplish, it's really important that you put things on your list that are going to nurture your body, your mind, and your soul. Don't forget those things. Okay, so because zero is an amplifier, it also amplifies the shadow sides of the sixth year. So this can show up, the shadow side, as impossible standards, an unyielding judgment towards others and toward ourselves. So this is the year to lighten up on yourself and other people. Our theme and what we want to focus on this year is progress, not perfection. Give up the perfection this year and you will be much, much happier. So in addition to a universal year, we also have personal year numbers. And you can calculate your own personal year by adding the month and date of your birthday to the number six for 2022. So for instance, my birthday is June 9th. So I would add six for the month of June and nine for my birthday to six for 2022. So when I add those numbers up, I keep adding them up until I'm left with one digit. So six plus nine plus six equals 21. And two plus one equals three. So this is a three personal year for me. So I'm quickly going to go through what you can expect with your personal year. And remember that these represent a nine-year cycle. So it makes sense that a personal year number one represents a year of new beginnings in life. It's the first of the nine-year cycle. And this year is going to be adventurous, and it might face some new challenges and exciting things. This is a year where you're going to have high energy levels and that help you work hard because you're laying the foundation for the coming years, the next 9 years. So you want to do some careful planning and moving forward this year. This is particularly a year where you don't want to dwell in the past. So personal year number two is a year of progress, cooperation, and patience. In this year, things will move at a slow and steady pace. You need to show cooperation and build relationships. It's great for starting new relationships and getting married. It's a year in which people make friends more easily and they get along with others. So this year, at number two year, you want to focus on being calm and practicing patience. A 3 year, you'll be very social and creative. You'll be like a social butterfly where you have like this bright, cheerful demeanor. It's also a year to maintain your contacts with your old friends and then broaden your social horizons. It's a year to make new friends. You also may be involved in a romantic affair or your existing love affair may bloom. This is a year to live life to its fullest. And number four year is for hard work and a slow, steady progress. You're realistic and you're practical. This year, you get to have, you will work hard for things. This is a year to get organized and to take really good care of your health in a 4 year because you're working so hard that you might neglect it. a personal year five is a year of freedom. It is also a year when major changes and growth in your life. You're making new friends and you're involved in lots of social activities. It's full of excitement and adventure and freedom. You start new projects and you travel. So this year, you might experience some major changes in your life to your career, your family situation, your residence. A number six year is focused on love, relationships, family, domestic matters. You'll be successful almost at everything this year. You pretty much can't screw stuff up in a 6 year. And it's also a time to make adjustments to your plan. And this, you know, that we've got this whole 9 year plan, a 6 year, you start to be like, you know, I think I maybe need to adjust this a little bit. Things kind of move at a slow pace this year, and where you have peace and you have balance. A number 7 year is a time for reflection in your life. It's a good time for you to spend some time alone and reflect. A good year to review the past and plan for the future. And you're able to think clearly and focus on refining your skills. This is not a good year, 7 year, not a good year for activities. And things kind of go at a slow pace. A personal 8 year is the year of financial gains. This, I sold my company in a personal 8 year. Fabulous time to sell it. This is a year when you make giant leaps forward in life. You're ambitious and you want to do many things at the same time. This is a really auspicious period to expand your business, a time when you're full of self-confidence. It's a year to make big decisions and have major achievements. Your life is going to be super full of activity and your power is at a peak this year. And then finally, a number 9 year. So you're coming to the end of that cycle. So this is a year of self-reflection. It's the end of the 9 year cycle. So you complete your project so that you can start making plans for new projects for the next year. It's a time to take stock of your life and to make changes to whatever you don't like about your life, because you're starting a brand new cycle next year. So get it together in a 9 year. So to recap, this new moon in Capricorn is the perfect energy to start moving forward this year. We want to dream big. We want to get our plan together and take some type of action, because this is the year where we are getting stuff done. This number 6 year also has wonderful grounding and nurturing vibes. It's just a really, really lovely energy. I cannot wait to live in this energy for a year. So we want to focus on nurturing ourselves, our health, nurturing our partnership, sprucing up our house, our surroundings, cleaning stuff out, and perhaps changing our decor. So, oh my gosh, such fabulous energy. I am so excited for this year. I'm already excited for this year. And what is it, day number two? I cannot wait to see what happens in this year. So just a reminder that my spiritual tune-up sale is still going on. You get an hour with me, an hour astrology reading with Deb Norton, and an hour Akashic Records reading with Jamie for only $300. Or you can just buy an astrology reading, an appointment with me, or an Akashic Records reading, an appointment with me for only $200. And maybe you want to do this, but you just aren't ready right now. So I suggest that you buy yourself a gift certificate and then spread your readings out over the next few months. They don't expire, so you can use them anytime. I was going to say this year, but you can even use them next year if you wanted to. So I'll put a link to the sale in the show notes, and you can also find more info and purchase them on my website, abundology.com. One more thing. Quick shout out to my listeners in Singapore. Who knew, but this podcast is one of the top podcasts in Singapore. So thank you for listening, listeners in Singapore, and everyone. Have a fabulous start to this new year. And I will talk to you again next week.